This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa! Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Franco from Bellevue is. Franco, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Taryn, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing at home, Franco will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
On which street did Elmo live?
Bethany.
Correct. What European country is home to the world's longest parade?
France.
No.
Germany.
Yes.
Spain.
What is the maximum number of clubs a PGA golfer can have at a tournament?
11, 12, 13.
No, no, no. What boy band released the hit song I Want It That Way?
New Kids on the Block.
No.
NSYNC.
No.
One Direction.
No. Which Washington county is home to the Tulip Festival?
Kings, the Amish.
No, no.
Pierce.
No. Name 2 of the 4 houses at Hogwarts in Harry Potter.
Hufflepuff, cylinder, something. Oh, damn it. Pass.
In the context of email, what does CC stand for?
Carbon copy.
Correct. Which South American country won the World Cup in 2022?
Colombia.
No.
Argentina.
Yes.
Brazil.
You got it. It was Argentina. All right. You got 4 correct, Franco.
That's it.
That is it.
If only you knew Harry Potter.
I mean, I'm not a Harry Potter girl myself, Franco, so it's okay. There he is. Steve Miggs is back.
Yeah.
Steve?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right.
Maybe. On what street did Elmo live?
Sesame.
Correct. What European country is home to the world's longest parade?
That would be Stanwood, right?
No.
European. France?
Nope.
Germany?
Correct. What is the maximum number of clubs a PGA golfer can have at a tournament?
I should check with Miles. Is it 13?
No.
14.
Correct. What boy band released the hit song I Want It That Way?
Backstreet Boys.
Yes. Which Washington county is home to the Tulip Festival?
Skagit?
Yes. Name 2 of the 4 houses at Hogwarts in Harry Potter.
Dumbledore?
No.
Hogwarts?
No.
Gryffindor?
That's one.
And Bumbledore?
No, sorry. In the context of email, what does CC stand for?
Carbon copy.
Correct. Which South American country won the World Cup in 2022?
Brazil?
No.
Peru?
No.
Mexico?
No. How many teaspoons are in 1 tablespoon?
10?
No, Steve. You got 6 correct, which is a win.
Let's go.
6-4. Sorry, Franco.
Yeah, that was pretty weak.
Have a good one.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin are the 4 houses of Hogwarts.
Dude, give me a little prop for getting one.
You did pretty good.
And I did Dumbledore or something there, right?
Something like that. Our friend Franco did know that the South American country that won the World Cup in 2022 was Argentina.
Okay.
And the number of teaspoons in 1 tablespoon? 3.
3?
3.
This is why you don't want me to bake anything.
No.
Because there are times where I'm doing stuff and my wife's like, what are you using? I'm like, a tablespoon. And she's like, that's a teaspoon.
Oh, boy.
I was like, oh, boy. Start from scratch.
Get out of the kitchen. Get out of the kitchen, Steve. We are just a couple days away from Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade, and we have convinced the men's room to join us. We're going to hang at the Stanwood Hotel and Saloon beginning at 11 o'clock. That's what time the parade's going to kick off. But we have been on this never-ending quest to find a Grand Marshal.
We tried with your son, but then he said this.
No.
And you tried a bunch of times, and he kept saying
no.
So I reached out because some people texted and said, hey, how about John Ryan and Sarah Colonna? They're in town. Friday night, they're doing Historic Everett Theater. And then Saturday, Sarah's doing a show over in Enumclaw. So I sent John a text, and he replied about being the Grand Marshal.
Please tell me they said yes.
John said
no.
No!
He did say, he's like, this sounds right up our alley. You know we would love to be there, but they have like a car service picking them up from Everett, taking them to Enumclaw. And, you know, I think he may have ran it by the car service people and they had to say this.
No.
And no word from Tyler Lockett.
Oh, Tyler got back to us.
No.
So how about this? What if we check in with the mayor of Stanwood?
Okay.
All right. We're going to chat with Mayor Sid Roberts after Linkin Park.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs, at this point, we are counting down the hours until Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade coming up this Saturday, March 15th. And we could not be more excited to be kicking things off at the Stanwood Hotel and Saloon.
We've got a street closed for us. We've got a marching band. We've got Leprechaun, singular. and I think we might have a mayor.
We have the mayor with us this morning. It is Mayor Sid Roberts on the phone. Hello, Mayor Roberts.
Hello there. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for granting your blessing for us to put on the very first of its kind, Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade in my hometown.
Well, it starts small, but it's going to get big.
I think you're absolutely right.
I love it. Yeah.
So, Mayor Roberts, you have been living in Stanwood for decades, just like I have. What do you love so much about our small town?
Well, Stanwood has really changed over the years. I'm originally from the Midwest. My wife was born and raised in Stanwood, and we moved back here about 40 years ago. And in those days, it used to be kind of be called Deadwood. I mean, there wasn't much going on here, right? But that's all changed, and a lot of good things are happening at Stanwood, a lot of good parks and trails and good places to eat. We have high-speed fiber internet here.
Yes!
So good things are happening in Stanwood.
Mayor Roberts, we even have...
You know, my internet stinks in Puyallup. I'm ready to move. Let's go.
Don't come on up.
And Mayor Roberts, we even have an Amtrak station now.
We do have an Amtrak station, and that, you know, you can catch a train from here to Vancouver, to Seattle, wherever. There's also, though, recently an express bus from Linwood, the 905 Community Transit that comes to Stanwood. So Stanwood is now really no longer just a place where you go to sleep at night, but it's a place that's vibrant with good parks, good restaurants, good people, and a great place to live.
I mean, I think honestly, you just made it very clear that anybody can show up for this parade because you can come by car, you can come by bus, you can come by Amtrak and join us on Saturday.
Absolutely. We're just very excited about this parade.
Now, May, I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to twist your arm. We're in the search right now to find a Grand Marshal. And we thought, what better person? Because Taryn's 5-year-old son said no to us. But we were hoping maybe if you're around and you're available, would you want to be the Grand Marshal to our shortest parade?
Well, anything I can do to help, you know, I would certainly do it.
Wow.
Mayor Roberts, you may have just solved our Grand Marshal problems.
Well, if you're saying that, I have another question then for you.
Okay. Yeah, that comes to hard questions. Go ahead.
I have lived my entire life with one goal. Okay, I've had a lot of goals in my life, but I've had one stupid goal, and that's to get a key to a city. Do you think you could give us the key to Stanwood on Saturday?
Well, it might be my extra car key. I don't know if I have a key to Stan with, but if we have one, you can have it.
Well, I told Steve recently about how safe Stanwood is. You don't even really have to lock your doors, so there may be no keys to the city, honestly, Steve.
You're right, though. You know, it's not that we don't have, you know, we have a good police department but we do consider ourselves a pretty safe city. It is, this is not a place, if you want to, you know, you want to rob someplace, you can do it somewhere else. We're a small town and
yeah.
We keep an eye on each other. A good place to live.
Mayor, it's going to be a blast, and hopefully we do get to meet you. It'd be great to shake your hand, and we're all looking forward to coming to Stanwood. I've never been to Stanwood in all the years I've lived in Washington.
You've never been to Stanwood? You got to be kidding me.
Well, I've never received a key. I thought that maybe the Stanwood was locked, so now if you give me the key to the city, I can come in.
We're wide open, and you're just, you know, you're just welcome as many flowers to come. We'd love to see you. And Stanwood is really, if you've been to Stanwood before, I just will say that we are changing. We have a new Port Susan Trail that walks around a little lake here, and there's just a lot of good things going on.
It's a wonderful place to live. I'm excited to be raising my son in Stanwood. That's where I grew up, graduated class of 03 from the high school. Mayor Roberts, I'm so excited for Saturday, and we look forward to seeing you.
Okay, we'll be there.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking some time out to chat with us.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
I also did get an email just now from the mayor's office asking, okay, exactly what does being a grand marshal entail?
Oh, wow. They were listening.
They were listening. So what do we tell the mayor? You just lead the parade and what else?
Just wave.
Just wave? Does he get to get on a microphone and make some sort of proclamation?
Yeah.
We're figuring it out as we go.
I mean, he needs to make a proclamation that he's handing us over the key.
That's all we ask. We just need a key. Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan.
No.
Yes.
Still no.
But do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus?
No.
Prove that to us. And if you do, you're going to win tickets to see Volbeat with Hailstorm. And that show is happening July 21st, 2025 at the White River Amphitheater. If you'd like to play, 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we will play Hook or Shook at 920.
The Daily Mix Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Throughout the morning, we have received some amazing text messages and calls from you that we have not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Albert Lee Appliance. So call up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. The number is 206-803-ROCK.
Got some good text messages. One that involves our friend Danny V over there. Another one that involves the Kraken last night. We'll get to those in a second. But this one's a heavy one, but I wanted to put it out there because nothing but love for this Rockaholic who texted in and said, "Morning, guys. What a week, huh?" Mm-hmm. Yeah, yesterday was a tough one with the news of Bob Rivers. And he says, "I didn't want to bug you with this yesterday. I'm hoping for a quick shout out to my dad, John McManus, who passed away on Sunday. Unfortunately, joined the long list of veterans that made the decision to take their own life. Mm. Dad, we know you had regrets, but we want you to know that we love you no matter what. You raised your boys to be strong, kind, caring, loving, and traveling, and forgiving men, and that will be your legacy until we meet again, your oldest, Jonathan. P.S. If anyone's feeling suicidal, please reach out to somebody. And if nobody cares, I promise they do." And then, of course, gave the number for 988, which is the suicide prevention line.
Oh, but much love to Jonathan.
Jonathan, we love you.
Oh, that's really heavy.
On the flip side, very lighthearted. Someone has something about Danny.
Says, hey, boy.
Danny, have you seen the latest There I Ruined It video?
You know, I think I have, but I didn't actually watch it. So it's funny because I saw There I Ruined It and I was like, I should watch this one because it's probably for me, but I didn't listen to it.
He said, it's right up your alley. You should play it. Migs is going to hate half of it.
Let's go.
Have you heard it?
No.
Okay, I think you'll be able to figure out. So There I Ruined It. They'll take like a song and then they'll mash it up with something else, create a whole new vibe to it. Whatever, take lyrics from one song, add it to like another song that it shouldn't make any sense, but they make it work. And then here's There I Ruined It. This part. I didn't like the Titanic part. That is really well done.
Oh my gosh.
We just got to say it. There was room on the door for Jack.
Yeah, there's room for Steve to watch the freaking movie by now.
If Tom belongs in it, I'll watch it.
You're really missing out on Kate Winslet's chesticles.
Yeah.
I have access to all types of chesticles that I can look at on the internet. I don't need to watch a terrible movie that I know the ending
to. Wow, terrible has been called.
Well, let me check even with Danny's daughter. She had this to say about the movie.
Well, it's dumb.
Thank you.
False.
Thank you very much. How about this text says, I'd like to discuss the NHL rookie's first goal from the Kraken, which is really freaking cool, and how his parents were there to see it, and how cool that must have been. And how depressing it was for me personally, because I realized I haven't done anything to make my mom proud like that. Or my kids haven't done anything to make me feel that way either. Thanks a lot from our friend Jaime in Atlanta. So if you missed it, Yanni Newman scored his first goal in his first ever game in the NHL playing with the Kraken. They called him up from Coachella and he's out there. His parents are there wearing number 38 jerseys because that's his number. And what does he do? He puts the puck behind the net.
Montour does a good job to trap it in front. They score!
Take a look at the parents and their celebration as well, and all smiles from Yanni, his family, and the Kraken.
Kersey and Mikko Newman, congratulations. Wow.
The preparation of John Forslund, too. Oh.
Kersey and Mikko Newman.
And the parents are just like jumping up in the air, fists are pumping in the air, too. And somebody texted in saying they were said that either they were or some friends were sitting right next to. What are their names again?
Kersey and Mikko Newman.
And they said that they couldn't be cooler.
That is so neat.
What a moment.
I mean, I definitely feel like my parents have not witnessed me do anything on that level. But there was a time my dad was very proud of me for doing a beer bong.
Okay.
206-803-ROCK.
Oh, actually, we have audio of John Forslund when you did that beer bong.
Wow.
Wow. It was the first dad's weekend I brought him to Wazoo and made dad proud. 206-803-ROCK, checking in with the Rockaholics. And we have Michael from West Seattle that wants us to get in touch with the tattoo shop in Stanwood. What's going on at the tattoo shop, Michael?
Well, you guys should check that out. I mean, Steve loves those tattoos.
I do love those tattoos.
There's a man there named Neil. He's a good friend of mine's son who owns that company. So just down the street from there, I guess.
Let's get show tattoos.
Dude, what have we got? What have we got? Little shamrocks or something.
Let's get show tattoos that I'd actually be proud to have.
Michael.
All right.
I love that idea.
What's the name of the tattoo shop?
Pardon?
What's the name of the tattoo shop?
It's Stanwood Tattoo Company.
That's easy to remember.
We got to look that up. I think it's on
Have you never been there?
I know where it is. It's on the cobblestone road, one of the like historic brick roads that we have through town.
Mm-hmm.
It's right next to my, basically right next to my favorite sushi place. I've never been inside though. I have not had a tattoo in like 8 years, Steve.
I would do matching tattoos with you guys.
On Saturday?
But I don't want to do a 4-leaf clover.
A 3-leaf?
A 6 to 9-leaf clover. No, I don't want to, I mean, I'll do it if I have to do it. You gotta like, twist my arm. But I'd rather do something more fun.
Well, what would you suggest?
You know, I can't think of anything right now, to be honest. Maybe a Mariners logo.
Oh, my gosh. Because this is our year.
Because when I think of luck, I think of your Seattle Mariners.
Oh, my. Wow. Is it opposite day?
Yes.
I think we should all get something that says Stan Hood as a tramp stamp.
Oh, yes.
Because we're from the Stan Hood.
I'm in, and then I'll make sure I record the next time my wife's around me where my shirt's off just to get that reaction. Like, oh, what is on the lower your lower back? Is that a Sharpie? No, it's permanent.
Stan Hood, baby.
Stan Hood.
Or when we were in high school, sometimes we called it Stan Weed. Stanwood Shortest St. Patrick's Day Parade. We're doing it on Saturday. We're going to be gathering at the Stanwood Hotel and Saloon. I think they're even going to open early. They might be open as early as 9.
I know. They're opening early for us. They're going to have a Daily Migs Bloody Mary.
And maybe a cocktail, she said, as well.
Yes.
I'm excited. Shout out Amy and Marilyn. They've been taking a lot of care to put this together for us because we have no idea what we're doing.
They've done more work for this parade than we have.
That is an absolute fact. Now, what is going on that would lead to a reporter saying a little something like this?
Under the man's clothing. That's a lot. Packing your
pants. Oh, I guess you should turn off the Irish music, huh? In order to hear that. There you go.
Under the man's clothing. That's a lot to pack in your pants.
Wow. What is that? We're going to find out at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
TSA officers at Newark Liberty International Airport found something very strange, and we mean exceptionally strange, that was hidden in a traveler's pants. This was a live turtle.
I like turtles.
This is the news report on what happened.
TSA workers thought they had seen it all, and then this happened.
A man from East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, concealed a live turtle in his pants.
Yes. He did.
Okay, that's not a little perverted. Yes, he did. It wasn't a half shell either.
Oh, the animal was wrapped in a blue towel under the man's clothing. That's a lot to pack in your pants. TSA conducted a pat-down Friday at Newark Liberty International when the man's body scanner alarm went off.
Officers confiscated the turtle, which did not appear to be harmed. Port Authority police escorted the man from the checkpoint area, and he missed his flight. It is unclear if the man kept the turtle as a pet and why it was in his pants.
It was probably an emotional support turtle.
Oh, so that's where you put it, in your pants?
Maybe.
The part that got me in the very beginning when they said this.
TSA workers thought they had seen it all.
Have you ever been in the airport and you're like, just when I thought I saw it all, and then something happened? I remember seeing somebody was walking around barefoot, and I'm like, well, where did your shoes go? Like,
oh,
at what
God.
Point did you lose your shoes? But the one that I'll never forget was we're coming back from Dallas from our radio convention.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm waiting in line to go through the security checkpoint. You know, you got to like put everything through like the x-ray machines and all that. You put your bags up. And the guy that's like kind of handling the order of the line goes, okay, just as a reminder, everybody, if you have a pet, please do not put your dog in the bin to go through the x-ray machine. And then there's like a collective groan, like, are you serious? And I looked at the guy. I'm like, wait, somebody did that? He goes, oh, yeah, it happens all the time.
Oh, my God.
And then he said, he's like, last week, somebody tried to put their baby through it. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I don't know what the hell to tell you.
Some people shouldn't be allowed to leave their house.
Right? I'm like, why would you think that's a good idea?
I mean, stupid question, though. If he had put it in a little, like, dog carrier, can you carry on a turtle? Or is that, like, not okay?
I think you could get away with carrying anything. I remember you've heard stories of people having, like, emotional support roosters on a plane.
So it's not like, you know, like, reptiles and stuff aren't allowed on the plane. You just can't put it in your pants.
Right.
Okay. Well, noted for next time, I travel. Wow. A chicken bone led to a Seattle person getting shot?
Yes.
How did this happen? We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after Smashing Pumpkins.
The Daily Migs Show.
Knowledge.
knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Brian Castle is in the studio with us, and he just gave us a little tease.
What's that?
He said that he's going to wear his outfit for the parade tomorrow.
Yeah.
To get us a little bit excited.
So you guys can see it. I mean, it's not surprisingly, I owned a lot of the stuff already from various events and functions over the years, but I did have to buy a couple of things. And it's I'm not going to lie. It's pretty strong.
Can you confirm that your shoes light up?
They do light up. Oh, yes. Nice. Yes. Those are the 50th anniversary party shoes, but they're gold sparkle, but they light up green on the bottom.
It's perfect.
Yeah, so we're doing the golden green thing on Saturday. It's going to be great.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's going to be a
You'll enjoy it through one bloodshot eye.
Well, you know what? You can get a Bloody Mary. They're making a Daily Migs Bloody Mary at the Stanwood Hotel and Saloon.
Obviously good people.
Yes, they are. Yeah, the best.
100%.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Ryan Castle, do you remember the last time that you had road rage?
Oh, probably this morning.
Okay. What gets under your skin?
People, generally. Yeah.
You know, for me, it's like the four-way stop. Some people, it's the roundabouts. For you, it's just everybody.
Just inconsiderate asses, typically. Yeah.
Well, there was a dispute over a chicken bone thrown out of a car, and it escalated to a shooting, and this happened in South Seattle at the Safeway on Monday night. I guess during the argument, a woman attempted to slash a man's tires with scissors.
Is that even possible?
What?
To slash tires with scissors?
Well, there's only one way to find out.
I mean,
sure.
I don't think so, but it led to a physical altercation and a security guard intervened. Then the woman pulled a gun and shot the man in the thigh.
Jeez.
I mean, breast or thigh if you're going to be doing a chicken situation.
Yes.
God, didn't get him in the drumstick, huh?
Definitely didn't get him in the drumstick. Then there was a struggle for the gun. And then her and her girlfriend fled the scene. No arrests have been announced just yet, but the victim is recovering. Should be okay. That was in the hospital. Again, all because somebody threw a chicken bone out of a car.
Colonel Sanders is on the case.
There has been apparently this series of alleged coyote attacks in the Factoria neighborhood in Bellevue. So the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife has had to increase patrols. They say one report was a coyote bit a child, and another attempted to attack children at a bus stop and bit two adults.
Can I pet that dog?
No. Why friend-shaped if not friends?
Right.
So officers are saying that they killed one coyote, but another is at large. So be careful in that neighborhood. They're saying keep your pets on leashes. Don't do early morning or late night walks. You know.
How often have you been face-to-face with a coyote?
I mean, I've been face-to-face with a lot of coyotes in my neighborhood. I rustled a chicken out of a mouth of a coyote once.
I saw one in my neighborhood just out for a walk to get coffee with my wife. And I live in North Seattle.
The one time I was going up Shaw Road in Puyallup, and I remember, I'll never forget this moment. It was like out of a horror scene, and it was dark, and all of a sudden there's an animal in front of the road. So I slow down, and it's a coyote just staring at my car with a dead animal in its mouth.
And then you go, can I pet that dog?
Yes, that's exactly what I did. No, then I just ran over it. No, I just was just like, what the hell's going on?
That is terrifying.
It was so weird. Hey, as far as weather, we're going to be hitting a high of, the Kraken won yesterday. Great news. Overtime goal scored in 4 seconds. NHL record, Brandon Montour.
Story of my life.
Three more seconds than you need. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, it's fine. They're playing again tomorrow against Utah at Climate Pledge Arena. Weather 46 degrees, going to rain today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show. Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.